little blood from, that would be Ricardo Macon is bleeding, so he has to check out, and he'll be replaced by Caleb Weisenberger. Interesting ball game so far, John.
You know, that's a loss, too, because Ricardo Macon.
He was making a difference out there.
He used to start, but I think he's more comfortable coming off the bench, but he's quite a ball player to watch.
Like you said, John, a lot of talent on this Master squad as they take a jump shot from the short corner on the right side, no good. Rebound Lakers over to James Dubes. To the right wing to Chapel. Three-point specialist into the low block to Corey Minetti, and the hook shot is good. It's a 14-point lead with 1 minute remaining in the first quarter. Vassar yet to score.
I don't think we've ever seen a shutout in a quarter.
We'll see. There's 45 seconds left. 4-3, top of the key, off the mark from number 24, Logan Nelson. Rebound brought in by Corey Minetti. Eighth defensive board for Lakers. 35 seconds left in the first. A long two from number 22. That would be Mason Pasek, and it's in. All cylinders firing and then some for the Ellington Pigeon Bayport Lakers at 16-0. Into the corner. For Vassar is Stephen Hecht, 17-0. They're actually going to call that a three. I don't think so, though.
No.
And we have a push against Lakers. That'll go against Troy Chapel.
But they did call it a three.
Well, I saw the official call it a two.
I know, but they have 17 on the board right now. The board is official.
We'll sort this one out at the quarter.
This might come under correctable errors, but they would really, somebody should be.
They feed it in to number 23, Alec Gant, and it's no good. Rebound Lakers with 6 seconds left. To Pasek, left wing. Goes down, the runner is up off the side of the backboard, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. Lakers 17, Vassar nothing on the WLAW Sports Network.
Get great February Truck Month lease deals on brand new 2017 Chevrolet trucks and SUVs at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring. Now through February 28th, lease a 2017 Chevrolet 1500 Z71 Crew Cab, zero down and $387 a month. Or a 2017 Chevrolet Silverado 3500 Crew Cab 4x4 Diesel, zero down and $419 a month. Offers based on 39-month lease, first payment, tax, title, license, and fees due at signing. More than 65 brand new Chevrolet trucks and SUVs to choose from, along with a great selection of late model Chevrolet and other pre-owned used trucks and vans. Call 989-883-2100. 989-883-2100. That's 989-883-2100. Or visit www.moreshoreline.com. Head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Vassar comes out with the first possession, and the layup from the left side is no good. Rebound Lakers as they're going the other way with a 16-point lead, and it's Lakers 16, which means Vassar nothing. Brennan Wisner back out of the court. Looks like all starters actually out back on the court for Lakers. 7.5 to play in the second. We have a turnover as they feed into the low post. Second turnover for Lakers tonight. Into the corner to Wilson. Out for three to the right wing is Weisenberger off the mark. Rebound Deering.
Noel's still trying to shake off a little collision he had with Wisner.
Here comes Lakers into the corner. Smith out to Wisner. Deering to the right wing to Scholler. Trying to feed into Seth Bowles. Good battle going in the low post. Gets a screen. Smith does to Bowles. Give and go. Bowles in for 2 points.
Well
smooth
executed.
Looking move. 18-point lead as this deficit keeps getting larger for Vassar, and it's tipped out of bounds. Vassar ball.
You know, you get this feeling that if they just score one bucket, that things are going to go ahead and turn out all right. But right now, they're just stymied.
It's 18-0. We've played 9 minutes and 11 seconds in this ballgame. 6:49 left in the second. 18-0 Lakers. Abraham Serta. Now to the top of the key to Bogert. To the right wing, back to Serta against Scholler. Goes into the lane, kicks it back out. Bogert for three. No good. Rebound, Seth Bowles.
That was a little closer. It was an in and out.
That's the 12th rebound for tonight for Lakers compared to Vassar's 5. Drew Scholler, top of the key now to Brennan Wisner. Vassar still in that zone. Seth Bowles gets it in the left block, turns around, puts it in for 2 points. He has 6, Lakers has 20, as it's now 20-0. 6:10 left in the second quarter. In the corner for 3, Vassar in and out again. Rebound, Seth Bowles.
Seth Bowles was the one that stymied him last time. He had 19 points against the Vulcans.
Drew Scholler gets to the left block. He goes up. He is fouled. The counts the basket. An old-fashioned three-point play coming up for the point guard. 4 points for him, trying to make it 5. Foul goes against Vassar's number 3, Abraham Serta. That's his first and Vassar's 3rd team foul. Drew Scholler at the line, trying to make it 23-0. We have a substitution coming in for the Lakers. That'd be Brady Wren. He's a junior. Replaces Seth Bowles. A well-deserved breather for him. 22-0. And we're in the second quarter, 5:58. Drew Scholler's free throw off the mark. Rebound still loose, and it goes out of bounds. And they're going to say Laker ball.
I'm not sure if Brady Smith push that one out of bounds or not, but he got away with it.
I do believe saw a black jersey touch the last. I will say that.
Okay.
Not sure how I saw it, but we'll go with it.
It's the furthest point away from us.
Most definitely. Brennan Wisner inbounding to, that would be number 30, Brady Wren. Back to Wisner, being guarded from a distance by Jervon Wilson. 5:48, and Wilson nearly pickpockets Wisner. Over to Deering, left wing, pulls up for 3, no good. Rebound. Out of bounds, and we're actually going to have a push, and it'll be foul against Drew Scholler. That's his first, Lakers 3rd. So the score remains 22-0. 5:40 left in the second quarter. Substitutions sits down. That would be number 3, Serta, and Wilson. And in kind comes Garrett Gaughan and Jackson Knoll again. So out there for Vassar, we have Knoll. Gone. Number 21, that would be Weisenberger. Number 25, Bogert. And 51, Callahan. Vassar on offense, trailing 22-0. 5:24 left in the second. And a 3 from Knoll's no good. Rebound brought in by Brennan Wisner. And now we have a held ball, possession arrow in favor of the Vulcans.
The Vulcans, you're right. No, Lakers.
Now they're going to say Lakers. Okay. Everything is going in the favor of the green and white tonight. Off to a great start. Can't do much better than a 22-0 run.
This is really perplexing.
Brady Smith into the lane, kicks it out to Deering. Deering now dives into the lane, kicks over the opposite block from Wren. He can't get that to fall and rebound Bogert. Bogert brings it up the court himself, right hand on the left side, goes into the lane, puts up a wild one, can't get that to fall. Rebound Wren, big body down there in the post. That's the 14th board tonight. Out to the right wing to Wisner. Wisner takes a 3, no good. Rebound brought in by Gaughan, Garrett Gaughan.
That's about the only thing that didn't go right for the Lakers.
Bogert at the top of the key now. 4.5 to play in the second. Still scoreless. Lakers with 22. Knoll at the top of the key, dribbling against Smith. Over to the right wing to Bogert, being guarded by a much shorter Scholler. Dribbles a little bit, feeds it into the corner to Gaughan. Pops the 3, and it's in. It's 22-3 now. Vassar on the board for the first time at 4:18. 22-3, 19-point lead for the Lakers. The shutout is no longer. Smith at the right wing into the corner. To Scholler, back out to Wisner. 4 minutes left in the second, 22-3. Into the corner to Smith, left side, and he goes down the baseline, and he traveled with it. Third turnover tonight for the Lakers. Second in this quarter, and we have a timeout called by Vassar. It's a 30-second timeout, 3:54 left in the second quarter. 22-3, Lakers.
At Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area community does not end with the heat. The warmth of their local hometown service endures all year long. Kohler Propane provides service to residential, commercial, industrial, and agricultural uses, with service only a local company can provide. Kohler Propane serves customers throughout the entire Thumb area, with locations in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler's is large enough to provide competitive propane pricing, yet small enough to treat each customer personally. personally. Ask Kohler Propane about their pre-buy, price cap, and budget programs. Call 1-888-